Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And to all those out there, the active duty military, our veterans, the EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Thanks for what you're doing. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had this miserable trial yesterday. Epstein number two, or Epstein Jr., with the Maxwell woman, convicted on 5 of 6 counts, facing, I guess, 65 years in prison, unless she decides to give some more information to the people, and then they might drop the sentence a little.
Yeah, she could. She could provide some more information, hoping to have whatever her sentencing turns out to be reduced. I would say that even if she does provide additional names or, you know, some evidence, that still has to go through yet another vetting process. But the truth of the matter is, legally, they don't need to actually have to do that because the FBI has all the evidence they could possibly want. Let's not forget, there were videotapes, there were thumb drives, there were photos. They've got the pictures. I mean, all the things that they have are literally wrapped up in yellow evidence tape. They've had this for years, years and years. So she could try. And they may give her some slack, but that's not something that would happen anytime soon because they'd have to go through that process with the judge. So they're going to, if they give her the maximum sentencing, the right for the 5 counts uh-huh. of which she is guilty, it could be up to 65 years. She won't get that. She'll get certainly something less. So, but there's a lot of things that are still left undone here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are still not involved that should be involved. So,
yep.
Still some issues to be addressed, they ever get addressed.
To be continued, as they say. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as the CMS, in a policy reversal yesterday, announced that they are now going to start enforcing their COVID-19 vaccine mandate to facilities in half of the country, 25 states, where the mandate hasn't yet been judicially enjoined, including Florida.
mandates is not law.
Right.
And so anything that this administration does through whatever agencies, whether it's HHS or the CDC or whatever, is going to be challenged legally and should be by any of the states that are affected. So you can bet that Texas, Florida, Arizona, Missouri, a handful of others will challenge anything that affects their respective states.
And, of course, the threat is if you don't follow the mandate, you won't get your Medicaid or Medicare money, talking about the institutions.
It'll be challenged.
Good. Yeah, well, it already is. Well, we'll just see where it goes. All right, economists now have issued a chilling warning about the sadistic policy with extreme segregation that's overtaking New York City, shutting down businesses and causing many probably to go out of business for the last time because they've been struggling, and de Blasio comes along and throws his authoritarian stuff in there, which, by the way, he's gone as of New Year's Eve, because when the ball drops in New York City, the mayor-elect, Eric Adams, will be getting his oath of office.
Those businesses that are teetering or have already gone out of business, the chances of either of those surviving are slim to none.
Right.
Not only is because of de Blasio, but it's also because of the supply chain.
Yep.
So for New York to ever be what it once was again, the chances are slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality, sadly.
Yeah, and it's a shame. Now, they did just open Broadway, and all of a sudden Broadway's closed again.
Yeah, when they had the Rockettes a couple days before Christmas.
Yep.
The audience was virtually sitting in their seats. Their fannies were in the seats, and they canceled the show.
Yep.
But they're already there.
Alrighty, hold that thought. And when we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. And we're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money on their insurance for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 425 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, let me remind everybody that if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, you can find out two things. Number one, where your agent is and how to get a hold of them. And number two, you can actually get a quote right off the website. So if you do that, not only will they give you a price quote on the car you're driving or the truck you're driving, but maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'd be happy to give you a quote on any one of those. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's, your renter's insurance, or maybe you have a condo on with your car or your truck, and you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G. E-I-C-O.com, and save some money. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller on the line, and I think it's Elliot. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, you're right, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to Denise. Hey, Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to run three quick things by you and Denise this morning. You know, the military in the United States is mourning the death of Richard Marcinko, the founding commander of SEAL Team 6, who died at the age of 81. We send condolences out to his family and loved ones, all in the SEAL family. We love you, support, and we support the SEAL teams out there in today's world. Two, rogue communist Vladimir Putin hates human rights groups in Russia, has taken the case to the Supreme Court and vows to destroy the organization for good. Just like China, Russia crushes any dissent who exposes the Kremlin deadly violations. And finally, I like to put this to a rest here when it comes to Omicron. When Omicron came on the scene in South Africa, I was covering it, folks. I watched every bit of it coming out of South Africa. A top black female official came forward to dispel any rumors about this new variant. She said a great deal of people traveled through Europe before making their way to Africa. It's not unusual for the variant to end up here. We have some of the world's best scientists in South Africa. If the world would have took our advice, the South African says, they would not be in a lockdown crisis today. It's unusual overkill indeed. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elliot. And by the way, we've been talking about that for ever since we heard about it, that this was a big overplay, the overreaction on the part of our government officials.
And the fact that they overreported the Omicron cases
yep.
by more than 50%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I will say, you know, to kind of segue where Elliot was going, is that now you've got even CNN that is challenging what this administration is saying and doing.
Yes.
So, yeah. And, you know, I actually was playing tennis yesterday and talked to some gals that don't get involved in any of this kind of stuff to start with, or at least they don't want to talk about it because it all has a political spin to it, but they bring it up and they're even getting disgusted. It's like, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to think? And I just, well, you have to do your own work at this. You cannot rely on published reports anymore without kind of merging what you're learning into other things so you get some kind of a context on what is being told to us. So, it's beginning to permeate through, you know, people that don't really get involved in this kind of stuff. And it's all goes back to that chaos at the Biden White House.
Well, Russia and the United States were supposed to be meeting yesterday in Vienna to talk about Iran and setting something up to try to bring back the Iranian nuclear agreement from 2015. But we also know that the report was at 3:30 a.m. Joe Biden was supposed to be on the telephone with Vladimir Putin talking about the Ukraine.
Well, from an Iranian nuclear deal standpoint, it needs to be said again that the United States is not involved in these talks, because Iran won't meet with the United States. We are there. We're kind of like sitting in a side room. And we apparently have been giving some interesting gifts to Iran to keep them in these talks. We don't know what these gifts are, but I think that we have been quietly easing some sanctions here to try and get them back to the talks, which is outrageous. And because we have got hundreds of reasons for what Iran has been doing here lately to not have any kind of talks. And that includes the United States putting pressure on the other signatories, the other countries that are part of this agreement. There should be no talks. We should be just destroying Iran, going back to really where Trump's doctrine on this thing was.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to Ukraine, we have since during the Trump administration, I think they're late in the Obama administration and Trump administration, Javelin missiles to Ukraine to defend themselves. But there was a stipulation. It was only being sent there, but don't use them. Well, they've been sitting like 200 miles in a warehouse, 200 miles from the conflicted border.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a situation where, remember, Biden and Putin just had a video call, like 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
But this phone call that's supposed to happen at 3:30 this morning was called by Putin. So it'll be, and for him to do that, there's something else that is happening here. And when you have got even some left-leaning pundit saying there's something a little shady going on, then it really should have the hairs on our arms standing up. But the United States is prepared to really remove Russia, Kremlin, from the SWIFT banking system, which is the global banking system. That is a sanction that could happen. The other one is that we could, in fact, go back. I don't know how this works, but there is talks about going back and stopping the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
How they do that, I don't know. And what kind of pressure we get from the new chancellor of Germany, we have no idea. But it comes down to Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan, and I don't think the two of them, in throwing in Biden, I don't think that trifecta of stupidness is where we want to be with this one. But I'm fascinated on why Putin called for this phone call here this morning at 3:30.
By the way, we've got Fred in Fort Lauderdale chiming in. Good morning, Fred. He says, we really appreciate you being here for us each morning. Hope you have a great new year. Don't just do something, Joe. Stand there.
Precisely. I just assume you just stand there.
Yeah.
The only thing that comes out of this White House that they do is add some more destruction.
Yeah. Let's see. Fred is chiming in. We talked about the Little Rock Airport. Okay. He's talking about, we were talking about, it was fogged in a little while ago. I don't know if it still is or not, but I'll have to take a look. And he also says, Syria, it serves as a transit for weapons sponsored by Iran to Iraq with the name Israel on them. Couldn't do this without the help of Turkey and Russia, and with the country of Lebanon literally disintegrating. Total lack of stability in the region. And he's, again, that's Fred in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, he's right. That's precisely it.
Yep. And there you go. And Fred, keep up the good work. He does his homework, I will say that.
Well, I think Israel is missing a little bit of the whole mess because they haven't addressed Lebanon. Lebanon hasn't had any leadership in quite some time. Certainly after Hariri departed. So,
okay.
We
will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and then we'll be talking about next year. All right. See you then. Take care. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. And in the meantime, we're going to let Kyle take us to break.
And the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Jeffrey Epstein's mistress, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now a convicted sex trafficker. A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces decades behind bars. President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an invasion. The remainder of the World Junior Hockey Championship has been canceled over fears of a COVID-19 outbreak. Two games had already been forfeited because of positive coronavirus test results among U.S. and Czech players. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a career indeed second to nobody. Now, they're going to tell you more about themselves right now, so give it a listen.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, and also up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you've heard me say this, and I will continue to say it because it's the best way to find out about National Aviation Academy. Sure, you've looked them up on the internet at naa.edu. You check them out that way and you see everything that you see. But how about taking a tour of one of their campuses? How about doing that? So, here's the phone number you can call to set up an appointment to take a tour. The number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, when you do that and you take the tour of the campus, you'll be able to talk to not only the students that are there, you'll be able to talk to the instructors along the way, and you'll also be able to talk to the financial people who will help you secure a student loan. Now, if you are a veteran post 9/11 and you've just gotten out of the service and you are going to be there to take advantage of your GI Bill, I would be willing to bet that you're probably going to be all taken care of by the GI Bill, and they will show you how that's done and help you get the paperwork done. Now, if you're a pre-9/11 veteran, you may or may not have all of your benefits. They will check and find out for you, and then if you don't have all your benefits, they'll use what you have, and then the rest will go on a basic student loan, which is exactly what they do with the civilian students. You get a regular student loan. But in any case, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of either their Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. The U.S. Southern Command is now planning to expand its military space engagement in the Americas to help partner nations in ways China and Russia don't, in part by combating crime from drug trafficking to deforestation and illegal fishing, using the friendly skies to do such, and outer space monitoring. Now think about that for a second, because they can do a lot of things from high tech up above looking down and find out things that people don't even know about that's going on right under their noses. Now the United States will begin financing projects, including surveillance and monitoring equipment, to help strengthen the Ukrainians' borders with Russia and Belarus amid the continuing escalation with Moscow. This according to Ukraine's border service. In addition, the nation's highest award for valor, the Medal of Honor, may be given to 5 soldiers after President Joe Biden signed the 2021 defense policy bill. We'll see. By the way, there will be upgrades from 4 of the Black Hawk Down troops who would be getting CMHs. We'll see how that works out. I'll let you know when I find out. In addition, U.S. District Court Judge Stephen Friot denied Oklahoma's request for a preliminary injunction, saying the claims by Governor Kevin Stitt and Attorney General John O'Connor and 10 anonymous Oklahoma National Guard members were without merit. Well, as fate would have it, the Department of Defense said that they were not going to throw the people out of the military that were not complying with the vaccinations. Now, what they did imply is that, I hope you like the job you're doing, because that's where you're going to stay. And by the way, don't look for a promotion anytime soon. That was the response. All right. You heard me talk with Denise, if you were listening, about the Israeli airstrike on the port in Syria that caused massive damage. Now, an Israeli airstrike on the Syrian port of Latakia during the early hours of this past Tuesday morning hit the port's container facility in a second attack on the port in about 30 days. This happened around 3:21 a.m. our time. The Israeli enemy, this comes from the, by the way, the Syrian news agency. The Israeli enemy carried out an aerial aggression with several missiles from the direction of the Mediterranean, targeting a container yard in the Latakia port. They came on to say the strike caused massive material damage in the container yard, and you can see that by the videos that I saw that showed a massive fire and a lot of containers were blown to smithereens. Now, they said, this is the news agency, there were no report on casualties, but video and still photos from the port facility showed significant damage and massive fires and secondary explosions happening, which is noteworthy. The reason for that is because the containers, which were supposed to be carrying engine oil and spare parts for cars and other vehicles, obviously weren't, because they would not be blowing up after a fire started if they were carrying that type of material. Instead, they were carrying arms, munitions, possibly even missiles. There was also a report of some Russia hardware that was in some of these containers. And the description would be accurate with the secondary explosions seen in the night sky above the port, also seen from outer space by a satellite. Now, Israel, of course, their policy is to refuse to confirm or deny that they were responsible for the airstrike, but somebody was out there in the Mediterranean, just happened to be flying by, launched a few missiles, and the end result was what you see. Now, let's not forget that the Ukraine is certainly a hot spot. The White House is prepared to move on Ukraine. There is an aircraft battle group that is in the region. That's all I'll say. They are in the region. Found out about that yesterday because I guess they wanted us to know, so they told us. And they will be there until any threat of hostilities go away. And, of course, the U.S. warships that have been in the Mediterranean are going nowhere. They'll be staying right there in lieu of what's currently transpiring. And, again, that's all understandable. By the way, it's the USS Harry Truman carrier strike group that's staying in the Mediterranean amid the Ukraine-Russia threat. And if anything changes there, we'll let you know. But as it stands right now, it's all talk and a bunch of bluster. And, of course, keep in mind, President Biden says that we're ending 2021 as the strongest first-year economic track record of any president in the last 50 years. Lion SOB Joe Biden. Good Lord. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, and my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus it has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So, check out Moss Acura, because your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save package and Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. All active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get special attention paid to them when you come to Moss Acura. Located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and find them online, MossAcura.com, MossAcura.com. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. All right, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, de Blasio is out New Year's Eve, January 1st, and the news came down yesterday that the incoming mayor, Eric Adams, is in fact going to be given the oath of office as the ball drops on New Year's Eve. And when it hits the bottom and it's 2022, he will be the mayor. And I just hope he does something to try to help the businesses that are just dying by the vine in New York because of what de Blasio did to them.
Yeah, I would instantly get rid of all these vaccine mandates, passports. I mean, even if you're a kid, for tourists, you're going to get tourists coming to the city. You cannot, your kids not vaccinated. I mean, it's gotten patently absurd. So he's going to have to move in that direction. There's really not much else you can do outside of getting the government out of the way. The city's become, again, back to the old, apocalyptic type of attitude that it's having. And it's going to, anybody that was hanging on, I don't see how they're going to make it through.
Boy, I agree with you. Now, the U.S. stock indexes have edged mostly higher. Retail companies have risen because of their sales, especially online sales. All these companies seem to have done very well that had online portals.
Again, a lot of things are shifted to, buying online and, certain people obviously being afraid to go to stores have moved in that direction. The face of retail most certainly has changed. Stores are going to have much smaller footprints in various different places. Some stores are actually kind of being kind of intelligent the way that they're handling that and, loss prevention and whatnot. But, there's a lot of reasons why people, decided to just go and buy and shop online. Certainly in some of these major metropolitan areas, some of these areas we have fancy stores that, the threat of getting, smash and grabs happening when you're out there. But I think the trend is going to continue in that direction.
So I'm wondering to myself when I hear the White House is contracting to purchase 500 million at-home COVID tests, which will not be ordered until sometime next week. I'm wondering if they're ordering them from China. I bet they are. Want to bet?
I don't know. I mean, the possibility. I know that there's been, when Biden announced it, there was no contracts that were actually signed or deals that were made with anybody. I got a letter in the mail for my kid's school district that they're sending, the state is sending tests to everyone's houses. And if you want to use them, you can use them. I don't know what this is going to do. I don't know how serious people are going to take it. We're now starting to see, Matt, in my opinion, I think that they're throwing the towel in little by little. They're starting to recognize that there's really not much they're able to do at this point in time with all of these people that are getting, they can't even call it breakthrough cases. I mean, you're going to get, you're vaccinated, you're going to get a better outcome, but you're probably going to get it again. They lowered the quarantine time to 5 days. We discovered that these PCR tests can show a positive test 12 weeks after you got it.
Right.
So what could say? So, I mean, it's getting to be, basically a bit absurd right now. And, I think they're slowly but surely walking back the mistakes that they've made over the past 2 years.
And there are a whole bunch of defective tests that made their way over here from China that just are not accurate.
But yeah, you see it all the time. Mm-hmm. It happened to me, 2 weeks ago with my family. You get a negative test, then a positive test, then a negative. I mean, which one are you supposed to believe?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the other thing is when you talk about all of this and all the stuff that's going on, you have to take a look at the politicization of all of this because we need to stop this. And by the way, I still told you at the beginning of the week that these COVID numbers were contrived because they were taking the Omicron cases and calling them COVID when they, in fact, are not.
Yeah, the numbers are very, very high. The CDC walked back
by 50%.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if this has to do with variants. I don't know what they're testing for. I don't trust any of the stuff that they've put out. I really don't. I think it's kind of absurd at this point in time what they're doing. And if that was the case, if they were so accurate, why didn't they have, you know, provide, mm-hmm. you know, a lot more of these things well in advance? And the Biden administration actually, you know, decided not to do that. So, again, you know, if you're still, you know, watching Fauci and you're watching these people on TV and you actually believe what they have to say, well, then, you know, you're just not a very smart person. You quite frankly, you just, you're not a very, you know, good with critical thinking skills. That's for sure.
You're right. Now, Donald Trump had this going in the right direction, and Joe Biden doesn't. The U.S. trade deficit has widened to $97.8 billion as imports now top an all-time high.
Again, you know, still getting a lot of stuff from supply chains that are overseas, and that's the reality. And that hasn't changed much. I mean, it would be, you know, increased some manufacturing here in the United States. But again, still a lot of these things are made overseas.
Now, if you could retire tomorrow for $350,000 a year, would you do it?
I'd probably get bored after about.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's a Fauci's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he gets $350,000 for the rest of his life. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the Democrats lose control of the Congress or the Senate, either one or both, Fauci will announce his retirement the very next day.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are going to go after him.
He's got to go. I can't. Who believes these people anymore? I mean, it's just back and forth, and they're never accurate on anything. I don't understand it. The media still goes to this guy again and again and again. Tough questions are not put to him. Ever. I don't know. Does he ever go on any other media outlets outside of CNN or MSNBC or the mainstream networks? I never see him.
Well, Neil, what's his face? Kabuto has had him on once in a while on Fox, but that's the only place I've seen him.
Yeah. I mean, last time I saw him on Newsmax, he was telling everybody that, COVID was not going to be a big deal. This was back in 2020.
Well, they stopped having him over there, but the thing of it is again, the Omicron variant is not COVID, and they've been counting those cases as COVID, trumping them up, if you will. We all know why they're doing it, because of that big fat paycheck they get right off the bat when they get, oh, it's a COVID case, and then right away it counts as that $18,000 that he gets sent.
Oh, I think that has something to do with it as well. There's no doubt about that.
But I wonder if they'll have to give the money back on the ones that they falsely or incorrectly reported.
Don't think so.
I don't either. To be continued tomorrow. Have a great day, my friend.
You got another one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. And we're going to let Kathy take us to break, and I'll be right back with Rod Edwards.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.